Chapter 3. Standards of Conduct. A. Professional Ethics and Conduct. The Texas Administrative Code includes 6 canons of professional ethics and conduct to be applied to all real estate license holders. 1. Fidelity. The license holder is a fiduciary to his client. As such, the real estate agent must be faithful and observant to trust placed in the agent. The fiduciary must be scrupulous and meticulous in performing functions for the client. 2. Integrity. The license holder will employ prudence and caution to avoid misrepresentation by commission or omission. 3rd competency. The license holder will be knowledgeable, educated, and informed in performing his work. This will include being informed regarding local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area where a license holder provides services to a client, in addition to being educated in the characteristics involved in the specific type of real estate being brokered for others. 4. The Consumer Protection Notice tells the public about the existence of the Recovery Trust Account. The notice applies to real estate license holders only. Must be displayed in a prominent place in the broker's office. 5. Discriminatory practices. No license holder shall inquire about, respond to, or facilitate inquiries about, or make disclosures indicating any discriminatory preferences or limitations. 6. Information about brokerage services. The TREC IABS form is a mandatory form to be presented at first substantive dialogue. The completed IABS notice can be provided by personal delivery by the broker or sales agent, by first-class mail or overnight common carrier delivery service, in the body of an email, or as an attachment to an email or a link within the body of an email with a specific reference to the IABS notice in the body of the email. A link to a completed IABS notice may not be in a footnote or signature block in an email. Review the IABS and Consumer Protection Notice forms on the TREC website. B. Grounds for suspension and revocation. Guaranteeing future profits. Sales agents receiving commissions directly from selling, leasing, negotiating, appraising, or auctioning real estate. Failing to specify a definite termination date in a buyer's representation agreement or a listing contract that is not subject to prior notice. Selling real estate by lottery. Giving legal advice. Not advising a purchaser in writing to get an attorney's opinion of title on the abstract or to obtain an owner's title policy. Placing a sign offering to sell, rent, or lease real estate without first obtaining the written permission of the owner. Acting in the dual capacity of broker and undisclosed principal. A license holder must disclose if he is representing his spouse, parent, or child. A license holder must also disclose if acting on behalf of a business entity in which the broker or salesperson owns more than 10%. Knowingly making a substantial misrepresentation. Puffing is not misrepresentation. Advertising without the brokerage information, broker or company name. Commingling money. Earnest money must be placed in an escrow account, not in with broker personal or operating accounts. Conversion. Spending commingled funds is also prohibited. Threatening to sue for a commission you have not earned. Not furnishing copies of a document to one of the signatories upon demand. Steering of prospective buyers. You are also subject to federal and state prosecution. Disbursing money deposited in a trust account before the transaction concerned has been consummated, at closing, or finally otherwise terminated. Enters a plea of guilty or nolo contendere to, or is convicted of a felony or a criminal offense involving fraud. Fails to honor within a reasonable time a check issued to TREC after the TREC has sent, by certified mail, a request for payment to the license holder's last known business address. Fails to notify the commission not later than the 30th day after the date of a final conviction or the entry of a plea of guilty or nolo contendere to a felony. Note, a second DWI conviction in Texas is not a felony. C. Unauthorized practice of law. It is a violation of TREC rules to practice law without a law license. We do not prepare forms. Rather, we fill in the blanks on already prepared TREC and TR, Texas Realtor forms. When a license holder is working with a client on an already prepared form, such as a TREC or TR, Texas Realtor form, the agent helps the client to fill in the blanks and provides an explanation of all pre-printed paragraphs. A license holder can be held financially responsible for any loss a client suffers if it is determined that the loss was a result of the license holder's unlawful practice of law. A license holder cannot draft a form, advise about the sufficiency or validity of a form, advise about title, add details for which there is a TREC addendum, or use an out-of-date form. A license holder cannot write a contingency into a form, add time is of the essence to a form, or cross out provisions of a TREC form, except under the direction of a client. In any all of these situations, the best course would be to recommend that the client speak with an attorney. D. Trust accounts. Three entities may accept earnest money / option fee deposits: title companies, attorneys, and brokers. All three deposit these funds in some type of escrow account. Most commonly, the earnest money option fee payment goes to the title company and must be delivered by the close of the third day after the effective date of the contract, but this deadline may be extended if the third day falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or holiday. See paragraph 5 of the sales contract. If the broker accepts the earnest money / option fee associated with a sale, or security deposits associated with a lease, and is using his / her own escrow account, the funds must be deposited by the close of business of the second business day after the broker receives the money. E. Splitting fees. A broker may pay a commission to any salesperson he sponsors. He may also pay a commission to another broker. A commission can never be paid to any unlicensed person in Texas. A license holder may share or rebate a portion of the commission to a client within a transaction. For example, list at a lower than expected commission rate or contribute to a buyer's closing costs on the CD. There is no limit on the amount of a rebate that can be given to a client within a transaction. A license holder may rebate a portion of the commission to a customer with the client's permission. A license holder may give a referral gift up to $50 in value, not cash, to an unlicensed individual who provides a referral. Gift cards that cannot be converted to cash are acceptable. F. Advertising rules. All ads must contain the brokerage information, the broker or company name. All license holders' advertisements must include the license holder's name or team name. Ads also must include the broker's name in at least half the size of the largest contact information for any sales agent, associated broker, or team name contained in the advertisement. TREC requires a broker or salesperson with a website to provide information about the IABS and the Consumer Protection Notice on the website. The ideal way to comply with TREC rules about this is as follows. Post a link to a completely filled out TREC IABS form labeled Texas Real Estate Commission Information About Brokerage Service on your business website homepage in a readily noticeable place in at least 10-point font. A link in 12-point font can be used with the following wording: TREC Information About Brokerage Services. Post a link to the Consumer Protection Notice labeled Texas Real Estate Commission Consumer Protection Notice on your business website homepage in a readily noticeable place in at least 10-point font. A link in 12-point font can be used with the following wording: TREC Consumer Protection Notice. In summary, these are the website requirements you should know regarding the IABS and the Consumer Protection Notice. 1. Place a link on the website homepage. 2. Place the link in a readily noticeable location. 3. Place the link in at least 10-point type. A broker website must include the broker or company name on every page of the website. License numbers, phone numbers, and email addresses are not required in any advertisement.